This is Ozarks at Large. It can be argued Wynton Marsalis is the most recognizable jazz musician alive. The 53-year-old New Orleans native has 9 Grammy Awards and a Pulitzer Prize. He has honorary degrees from New York University, Columbia, Harvard, Howard, Princeton, Yale, and the University of Vermont. He's part of one of America's most distinguished musical families. His father, Ellis, and brothers Branford, Delfeo, and Jason are all incredibly well-respected musicians in their own right. And Wynton Marsalis is also the artistic director of Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. He's bringing the Lincoln Center Orchestra to Walton Arts Center Sunday night in Fayetteville for a big band holidays concert that will begin at 7. This morning, Robert Ginsberg, the host of Shades of Jazz on KUAF Friday and Saturday nights, reached Marsalis on tour and asked him about the Jazz at Lincoln Center's mission.
The mission of Jazz at Lincoln Center is to entertain, enrich, and expand a global community for jazz through performance, education, and advocacy. We believe jazz is a metaphor for democracy. Because jazz is improvisational, it celebrates personal freedom and encourages individual expression. Because jazz is swinging, it dedicates that freedom to finding and maintaining common ground with others. Because jazz is rooted in the blues, it inspires us to face adversity with persistent optimism. I tell you, man, that covers a lot of ground, and I'm curious, what aspects of that mission and of achieving that mission do you find to be the most difficult?
I think the most difficult aspect of it is to achieve in this time is swing. The whole question of coordination and us all coming together around a common goal. So I think that the advocacy part of our mission is the most difficult, because that's what I consider to be the swing part.
Can you touch on some of the key manifestations of the mission that you feel Jazz at Lincoln Center has accomplished?
Well, we're accomplishing our mission all the time. So we're an organization. Many times when I start to present on us and say all the things that we've done, I have to actually hold myself back because it sounds like bragging. But we've come together with our board. We're 25 years old. We put on over 3,000 education events a year for people of all ages. It goes on and on. The things that we do, we have a sitting orchestra that we develop. We have a library of playable scores, probably the most comprehensive library of playable scores in the United States. We have done the full range of jazz. We built our own venue. We call it the House of Swing. We have three halls in that room, Rose Hall, which is 1,200 seats. We have the Apparel Room, which is 500 seats, and we have a club, Dizzy's, that's a working club, works year-round. We opened a club in Doha, Qatar. We have we're working on one in Shanghai and another one in Dubai. We have collaborated with so many different artists, from Yakubadi and Odada, a group from Ghana, to Chano Dominguez, in the flamenco jazz ensemble, to the Museum of Modern Art with Ted Nash writing the piece. I could just go on and on and on. You get tired of hearing it. So we have community outreach. We're in hospitals. We're in schools. We're trying to get in prisons right now and play the music. We have an unbelievably loyal board of directors who's many of our original board members are still with us. You can see them at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning at the office working on it. We have young musicians always in our pipeline working through the various universities. Essentially, Ellington, our high school jazz band festival and competition going in this 20th year. It's just we've had so many fantastic students in that. And I don't really know. Well, it's been a blessing, and the orchestra itself is a blessing. We have 10 arrangers. I know no orchestra has ever had that. And everybody's solos, and they can all play. Sometimes we laugh in orchestra when we get down to the end of the night because we're always looking at each other to see who has played or who has not played. So when we get near the end of the night, whoever has not played, when they start to play, we say to ourselves, oh, yeah, him. We have so much, such an embarrassment of riches and firepower that we're trying to just figure out how to spread out. And my biggest challenge is how to activate everybody. All of the guys are music directors. I mean, Ted Nash puts on his own shows. Victor Goins just put on a fantastic show on the Roots of Ragtime with a Not Coin, and then the Apparel Room. Sherman Irby does his own shows, and Carlos Enriquez just did a show with Ruben Blades that was unbelievably successful when he did a Young Jazz for Young People's concert for how many students was it? For about 4,000 students over 2 days. On who was Tito Puente, unbelievable show that he wrote, and he also taught and music directed us. And I mean, I don't know really where to start about the fantastic people. Even now we're on tour, we have Cecile McLaurin Savant singing with us, and she's like a genius. Sounds like one of the old, truly great singers like Ella Fitzgerald or somebody in the real tradition of that type of clarity and greatness. So we can, I mean, we've been very, very successful in a lot of things, and we have a great deal of commitment from everybody who works with us. We've been very fortunate.
You know, you've touched on what my next question really was. I mean, you've more than touched on it. You've been involved with this organization, Jazz at Lincoln Center, for over a quarter of a century. And in that time, you've worn a lot of hats. When you've been a band leader, a talent scout, an educator. How has your role evolved over the years, and where do you see it going from here?
Well, at first, just to attract everybody to the vision of the institution. We were just trying to see could we survive as a summer concert series of three concerts at Lincoln Center with Alina Bloomgarden calling me, and I called Stanley Crouch. Then Gordon Davis, who had been Parks Commissioner of in New York City, got together. He said he would form a committee, and that committee became a board. And then I worked with the board members. I learned about it. I didn't know anything about nonprofit organizations, or I knew about teaching and the things that I'd seen my father do when I was growing up, teaching and playing. But to be around our early board members, people like Jack Rudin, who had been an infantryman in World War II, or even the chairman of the board of Lincoln Center, George Weissman, who had been a submarine commander in World War II, and he loved Charlie Parker. So he always said, we're going to make sure this thing makes it to be a constituent because I love Charlie Parker. And the chairman we've had, Lisa Schiff, became our chairman for a long time of our board after Gordon Davis and 9/11. We went through so many ups and downs. I've had to do a lot of different things, but we all have had to do them. At this point, I'm the manager and the artistic director. So I work with Greg Scholl as our executive director, and we have an unbelievable team of people who are working far below what they could be paid to do this kind of social help job. And we always say this is a certain period of our organization, and we have to make sure that we ride the horse that we're on, because we have a lot of very, very capable people who are sacrificing a lot in all of our divisions, our development department, our marketing department. Our CFO was the CFO of Viacom and of CBS. Susan Gordon is her name, and she's worked at Jazz at Lincoln Center. So we have an unbelievable amount of talent that believes in the mission of the organization.
Whit Marsalis will be at Walton Arts Center with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra for a big band holidays concert Sunday night, beginning at 7. You can learn more about the concert at waltonartcenter.org. Marsalis talked to Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's program Shades of Jazz, earlier today. You can hear much more from the conversation on this weekend's editions of Shades of Jazz, beginning at 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday night on KUAF.